We're up and recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record.
Daniel Savage, Executive Director.
Well, Daniel, it's been a big year for you. Talk to me a little bit about what has happened at the center in 2014 and what we're looking forward to in the new year.
Well, it has been a great year for us. 2014 has been our year of being able to open our doors and start our program. In June, we had our official open house with the finishing of our remodel project here in our facility. And then this past September, we opened our doors up and have now licensed for 50 kids each day after school for Power Up. And we've got about an average daily attendance of 40. And we do all kinds of things with the kids here. We have homework help and assistance, of course, and tutoring. We also do character building, career exploration. We have partnerships now with the University of Missouri Extension and have offered 4-H programming with the kids. We recently were awarded a $30,000 grant for a garden, outdoor garden project through a partnership with the Livingston County Health Center and the University Extension. And so this spring we'll be implementing a community garden with the kids. So lots going on here.
And that's fabulous news, fabulous for the community. I'm curious, what kind of feedback have you received from your families so far, Daniel?
Oh, nothing but positive feedback. The kids love being here. You know, they are anxious to get here. They have fun while they're here. And we've had very, very good feedback from the community.
What can we expect moving into 2015? Anything new or big on the agenda? You know, talk about the garden a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the garden is going to be starting up. You know, we're still kind of just getting our feet wet with everything and learning how things plan out. We would like to start looking into the possibility of having some sort of summer program, but now with the with summer school being more of an extended full-day program, we're not sure what the need will be for a summer program, and really a lot of that will depend on the financial situation as well. But we are kind of exploring that option, and you know, even starting to consider opening up some programs maybe in some of the outlying communities as well.
Growth. It's always a good thing, isn't it?
That's right.
Now, you mentioned the financial aspect, and that was actually going to be my next question. We faced some challenges in the past getting everything in line and delayed us a little bit. What challenges do you see moving forward, or how can people get involved and help you move along?
Well, you know, we're dependent on donations, on private donations, very much so. So anybody that would be interested in you know, supporting us financially, we would love to talk with. We are a 501c3, so any contribution is tax deductible. We have wrapped up our NAP tax credit project, which was money that was solely specifically for the building renovation, and so we've wrapped that up. That was about $320,000 that we were able to put into the building, and we'll be looking into some other tax credit opportunities as well now that we can move forward. And so there will be some opportunities there, but would love to visit with anybody that would be willing to support us. We have several options available, including just a $25 a month obligation for to sponsor a child to be here.
Well, and Daniel, what is the best way for people to reach you if they want to make a donation?
They can call me, 660-646-1352 here at the center. I can also reach me by email, which is daniel.nmcyf@gmail.com.
Perfect. We'll put that information back on our website again.
Sure.
One last question before I let you go. I have to ask about your parents' reaction to seeing what used to be their grocery store turn into something that's so positive for the community. What do you think their thoughts are?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody, if we were to be completely honest, would love to see Savage Grocery still be here and still thriving. But, you know, the next best thing was to be able to turn the building into something positive and useful for the community. And I think they are very pleased with the results of what we've been able to accomplish. And I think they're just genuinely happy to see activity in the building and not let it sit there empty.
Yeah. And speaking as a member of the community, I'm glad to see that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so, sure.
All right, Daniel, we are...